I'm Gail King here with Tony Coppola and Nate Burleson in New York, where court is about to hear opening statements in the first ever criminal trial of a former president of the United States. Donald Trump arrived at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan just a short time ago. The judge has instructed him to be in court for every session of this trial. Criminal defendants in New York are required to do that.
The presumptive 2024 Republican nominee for president faces 34 felony charges of falsifying business records. Each count could draw a sentence up to 4 years in prison if he is convicted. This case involves so-called hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election to stop her from revealing an alleged affair with Trump.
And this is the first of four distinct criminal cases brought against him. This is the first to go to trial. The former president denies all wrongdoing and calls the trial a witch hunt, a phrase you've heard before. A couple things to note about today's proceedings. This trial, the actual courtroom, will not be televised, although you're seeing a live picture of the president before he enters that courtroom. We will not see pictures inside the court because Judge Juan Merchan has not allowed it. Another thing, last week, the court worked to select a 12-person jury, six alternates. The main jury will have seven men and five women.